Oh yeah. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. That's a good toe tapper right there. Thank you, Gary. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we are here in studio with long-term friends and long-term Rosie on the House certified partner family members, the owners of Statewide Lighting. The showroom is in Scottsdale. I used to call it North Scottsdale, but I think now, Alan, that's Central Scottsdale.
Yes, right? Pretty much, yeah.
With Statewide Lighting. Alan and Ashley Childers, we were talking a little bit about an offer for Rosie on the House. Let's repeat that one more time for Rosie on the House listeners.
Yeah, come in the store or call in an order and mention Reinvent or Rosie, and you get 20% off of your order from now until October 31st.
All right, very good. That gives you time to get in the showroom, look things over, think it through, work with Ashley, work with Alan, work with Bob, work with Robin, finalize the order, place the order. The offer stands at 20% off. Thank you for doing that, Ashley. We appreciate it. We appreciate bringing little things Rosie on the House listeners can get that nobody else can get.
Yeah.
I'm kind of greedy that way. So thank you for your generosity in making that offer. We're talking about reinventing. You had a great point about people a lot of times fall to paint.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the people, the HGTV buffs who like to watch the redesigning shows, the remodeling shows, they always talk about the best way to change up a look of a room is paint. Well, yeah, that's true, but also switch out your lighting. It's another good way to change the whole space really easily. Just swapping out one fixture really makes a difference in a room. It adds, you know, it's kind of like a piece of furniture or... You know, it changes the whole room, updates the whole look, and also is functional because then you have better light.
And it's not just the fixture, the look and the appearance of the fixture. It's the quality of light and what magic things you can do with it now.
Yeah, the functionality of it, too. Yeah.
Bill's next on the line, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a repeat question from when it was CCF also coming out. I've got an old, like, 1950s, 60s desk lamp that's all metal hood, kind of a metal conduit bending thing, and it has a ceramic place to put in the light bulb. I just want to make sure that the heat should be a whole lot less. You could cook an egg on the thing, I guess. But would these light bulbs be... okay for kind of an older desk lamp that's all metal?
Is it like a banker's lamp, or is it a stand-up?
Kind of, yeah.
Pardon me?
It's got one of those little, you know, like a conduit can bend and little turn knob, and it has like a half dome or a half egg-looking thing.
Yeah, usually... LED now, you can put in just about anything that has a socket. Really, you know, it doesn't affect the lamp at all. It's what controls the bulb, whether it be a switch. Sometimes, if those desk lamps had a kind of a hand turned dimmer on them, or a two-stage, you know, one, two, you know, type thing. Those are not, they don't work quite as well. But you can pretty much get a LED bulb to go in it and not have any problems with it. So should be okay.
And that may be a hangover question, because when halogen came out, there were warnings about where to and where not to use them. You could literally put your draperies on fire if you put that halogen bulb in the wrong place.
Right, yeah. So,
but yeah, LEDs are typically less heat than incandescent or halogen. So I would think it would probably be better. Just make sure you get, you know, a dimmable LED if your older lamp dims. Otherwise, you're not going to have good success.
All right, very good. And many times we'll get calls from listeners that are driving around and tuning in, and they heard about the Edison lights strung over through the backyards. And it was someone saying, okay, but be careful. They got to be 10 feet from water's edge and 15 feet above the water. So we've mm-hmm. always got a participating audience here that helps right. us keep our eye out
yeah,
for everybody.
And you also have to watch for those CC&Rs. Some homeowners associations, they don't like that either. So you got to be careful. Check that out first.
Alan, thanks a bunch for coming mm-hmm. in. Oh, Ashley, thanks for bringing him.
Yeah.
Statewide Lighting. Again, let's give that address, phone number, and offer one more time.
8920 East San Victor Drive, off of 90th Street in Scottsdale, 480-391-0452. 20% off, mention Rosie or Reinvent, and we will give you 20% off your order until October 31st.
All the way up through to and including Halloween.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, thanks again for coming in and helping educate our listening audience on everything that is available in the world of lighting. And Alan, I don't envy you. I like the fact that they still make 16 penny nails the same way they made them 50 years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
You're in a constant relearning curve.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's changing so fast.
Well, thanks again for spending your Saturday morning with us. What are the showroom hours?
We are open 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturdays. We are also closed on Sunday.
Open today, closed on Sunday.
Yep.
And it's not the most obvious. It's look to the right of the tire shop or the auto mechanic shop.
We're just before you get to the Fry's parking lot in kind of an automotive cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Yep. Come see us.